Welcome to Cobras and Fire March Madness Round 1 Recap, where we get into all the results and the upcoming matchups for Round 2. I am joined, as always, with my favorite second, you're my assistant bracketologist, LC. How are you there?
The ABLC. I like it.
A lot of fun here with the Round 1. A couple upsets that we'll get into here. I don't have much more to say. Should we just get into the matchups, man?
I just am super pumped at the level of participation on this. A lot of feedback, a lot of votes, a lot of anger, a lot of
Wally.
A joy. It's a combination of all emotions on this.
And confusion.
And confusion, not understanding things. When is the Mike Tyson punch out round coming? You know, a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah. I think maybe the good thing here is that now that we're working through the growing pains, next year this sucker's just going to fly. It's going to be smooth. And plus, we got a handful of suggestions for next year's picks. But keep them coming.
We sure do. Yeah. And as always, if you have an album on this list and you like it, you're mad. You're mad at the bad.
Well, there's a lot on here I like, and I ain't mad.
That's what I mean.
I can kind of concede why almost every one of these records ended up here, even if I do enjoy it. But all right, well, let's get into round one. We'll start with the one seed versus 8 seed matchups. In the Sinzak region, we had the heavyweight, one of the early favorites according to Sinzak, Peter Chris, one for all, going
he's
up.
Selling it.
Yeah, he's definitely pushing. They, you know, it is a strong number one. Let's be legit here. I'm giving him a hard time, but it's going to be a tough one to knock out. That said, number one Peter Chris, one for all, goes up against the number 8 seed LA Guns with their Chris Van Dahl led American Hardcore record. This one was not what you would call a squeaker. Early on, Sinzak looks like a genius. They win with 70% of the total vote. Peter Chris does. Now, pretty much across the board from the poll is in the Decibel Geek group, the Cobras and Fire group, and the Twitter page, pretty much heavily went Peter Chris on this. There was no moment where you thought, you know, maybe LA Guns is going to pull this one out. Who did you have picked?
Well, I definitely had Peter Chris there, only because I had heard neither of these, still have not. All I know is all you have to do is sell me on this is the fact that there is a version of Sending the Clowns off key. that's what I was told.
Yeah, and this thing was recorded in his dining room, is my understanding. No joke.
Excellent.
I also had Peter Chris. That one seemed like one of the easier 1-8s here. So,
okay.
Moving on to the LC region. Your number 1 and 8 was number 1 was Megadeth Risk with their kind of controversial weirdo record that Lars Ulrich tricked them into doing, and going up against one of my favorite records. I don't know. When I say favorite records, that literally represents about 500 to 600 albums at least. So it's not like even in my top 10 of Black Sabbath, but I do like Black Sabbath 13. But you got it on here, man. What do you think the people said here? What percentage wise here?
Come on, Risk is always going to win.
Risk. Yeah, Risk ran away with this one too, with a 2-3. It's 66%, and again, pretty much in all three polls, about the same kind of percentage. There wasn't a lot of variance, like we will see in some of these, by the way.
Yeah, I did like the head exploding on the Black Sabbath 13 How Dare You post that I got. So I enjoyed that at least. But I do not like that album, unlike you that does like that. So anyway, debatable. Next.
Yeah, no, you're not the only person who feels that way. But anyway, at the same time, it was an 8 seed. So it wasn't like you were saying this is the worst record of all time, but it's one of the 8 worst records of all time.
There you go. That's right. Of all time.
All right, up into the Baco region then. At number one, the number one seed in my region was Kiss with their last studio album, Monster. Going up against Gorky Park.
I think you're saying that wrong.
You want me to say Sonic Boom?
No, I want you to say Monstered.
Monstered.
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, basically Sonic Boom part. This is like what they didn't release on Sonic Boom. And then the comically brilliant number eight seed, Gorky Park, with their self-titled release from like 88 or something like that. Yes. Written and produced by John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora. I admitted on the show that I thought Monster was not exactly the strongest number one seed. It was more like I felt it had to be there.
I like it.
That is indicative of my personality more than my what I actually think things are going to go. That said,
right.
I did not see Gorky Park pulling the upset. Gorky Park pulled the upset here, Lewis. Would you like to hear how this one broke down?
Are you going to do it in Russian?
I don't know that much Russian, so da.
Good.
With only 59% of the vote, which to me is still impressive because I'm surprised most people even heard of this fucking record. In Decibel Geek, Gorky Park ran away with it, 37-16. All right.
Wow.
Now this was also the lowest voted matchup of this round.
This one?
Yeah, this one garnered the least amount of total votes. So I'm not sure how Facebook lets you do it. But Kiss won by a narrow 2 votes in our group.
Ooh.
But Gorky Park pulled ahead by 5 votes on Twitter, giving it 59% of the total vote. That's our first upset. An 8 seed advances for the first time, beats a number one.
I'm just wondering who's actually like going back to their feeds to make sure to see how things are going after they vote. Like going back, oh my god, I can't believe this is the Gorky Park is running away with this.
Yeah, especially that one. Not many people on that one. There was a couple that got a lot of traction, especially on Twitter. But that was not one of them.
When you say that people don't know about, listen, our audience is filled with people that know about that one concert. I've never heard Gorky, another one, I've never heard a single note from Gorky Park, but I am aware of the name because of that concert. So
say dot, dot,
I'm not surprised.
Dot. It's also a great movie from the 80s.
What's that?
Gorky Park? Yeah. It's really not that good
of a
movie.
I have to check it out.
It's about illegal sable hat trading, something like that, and murder. All right, wrapping up the number the 1-8s, getting down into the Camaro region. He had Chinese Democracy, one of the most obvious number one seeds, I think, because that one is widely panned, going up against ZZ Top Afterburner. This one was fucking neck and neck the whole time, Luce. At one point, ZZ Top was looking to pull the upset. They were slightly ahead about, I don't know, 12 hours into the polling. As Guns N' Roses is going to do, they're the monster. They ended up pulling away. This one also had a lot of, like, what the fuck is wrong with Afterburner kind of comments. So, like, nobody was really defending Chinese Democracy as strongly as they were Afterburner. But Afterburner was getting the vote. So, now, the first round was also the most confusing round for people. So, that might have been a lot of people voting for the wrong album, thinking they're you know, helping ZZ Top by voting for.
If that is true, then we are, listen, our audience is full of intelligent, beautiful, handsome, people of society. Big brains. It's called March Madness.
Yeah,
I am going to assume that they understood the idea of this.
Well, yeah. I know some didn't, but I think for the most part people did. Now, this one was very close on Decibel Geek with GNR pulling out the win. But GNR won by 18 votes on our page, with a much bigger margin. But Twitter is where, things were much tighter. It was only 6 votes apart with 250 votes total. So that one was really close. But with 55% of the total vote, GNR pulls out and advances to round 2.
Can I just make a comment on this real quick before we move on to the next one? Mm-hmm. I think that Camaro pulling Afterburner was a genius move. It's one that I would have never thought of. I think we said this in the show, but it is one that it is. I think it has some underground hate towards it. It's like when they finally jumped the shark on doing everything they did right. I love Eliminator, for example, but it's one of these things you see in the used bin. You see it everywhere. It's one of them that I scooped up at my Craigslist haul for like $3. I think it is one of those albums where people were super mad at ZZ Top. They went too far, Baco.
I think we can definitely see Afterburner being a higher seed in 2022.
I do too. And it's one that I would love to talk about at some point.
Well done, Aaron Camaro. It was a great pick. All right, let's get to the 2-7s now. Going back to the Sinzak region, he had Ted Nugent, Shut Up and Jam, going up against Queensryche, Frequency Unknown.
That's a hard one there.
Yeah, now I've heard Frequency Unknown, but not Shut Up and Jam, so I didn't really know where to go with this, other than the fact that Ted Nugent's a D-bag and all of his good stuff is long behind him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have Afterburner, or we forgot to mention, did you pick GNR or Afterburner?
Oh, yeah, let's go over. I had yourself. GNR picked, and I actually picked Kiss on the other branch, and I, of course, had Risk. What were your three picks there?
I mentioned, yeah, definitely Risk, and then Gorky Park I picked
you
on
did.
My bracket.
You picked
and,
the upset?
Yeah, I did. Whoa. I did. I picked Gorky Park because I figured people would think it was more fun to talk about that one, kind of going that way. And then also, what was the last one we just said? The
GNR versus...
Oh, Anytime. Yeah, no, I picked GNR on okay. that. And on this one, what do the people say on this one for Ted Nugent and Queensryche?
All right, so it's, back to the 2-7s here. This is Nugent versus Queensryche. Nugent pulls away with a pretty hearty 64%. Dominated in both the Decibel Geek and Cobras and Fire groups, but actually Frequency Unknown had a 1-by-5 votes on Twitter, but it wasn't enough to overtake a pretty big lead that Nugent already racked up, so... with 64% of the vote, the Nuge advances to round two. I had Frequency Unknown in that, so now I've got two wrong. That was my upset pick.
I picked Nuge because I've never heard it, but again, how can you not think that's going to be more fun to talk about?
I voted on who I thought people were going to vote for.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
actually
I
hoping Gorky Park Nugent. Runs the table. I think that's going to be hilarious to talk about. But. I don't see it happen. There's some pretty stiff shit coming up against that. So,
yes, I figured that's what the people would. That's the point of figuring out this. I understand the brackets enough to understand. I'm voting what I think people are going to pick, Baco, and I pick Nuge.
Okay, moving on to the LC region. You had Lynch Mob Smoke This going up against Extreme Three Sides to Every Story. with 64% of the vote, Lynch Mob takes a pretty easy victory here. Now, this one pretty much landslide again, just like the last record in Decibel Geek and Cobras and Fire. While it still won on Twitter, it was only a 4-vote margin, so much closer there than it was in the two groups, but not enough to, like I said, to overtake it. 64% is a pretty good victory there for Lynch Mob. Advancing to round two, I had Lynch Mob on this one. What did you have?
I had Lynch Mob on there, too, as soon as I realized that I put that against it. But people, that was another Mind Exploder, like 13. How dare you?
Yeah, well, this is the one record, probably the most, that got like, this doesn't belong on this list. At least, I will say this, I like those comments, and we'll get to some of those here at the end. So we'll read some of the people's comments. I like the fact that people were saying that stuff, because that tells me they understood what the hell we were doing. They were offended.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway. Good. Moving on to the Baco region, at number two, I had Lulu, Megadeth, and Lou Reed, and Poison, Native Tongue. Lulu had a much tighter time with this than I thought they would. This ended up only being a 53% victory, which to me is optimistic because maybe I shouldn't say this, but I don't want to talk about Lulu. But, you know, the voters will decide, and I will accept the outcome unless it's not what I want. just kidding. But yeah,
imagine at the end of this, there's an album we don't want to talk about. We just don't do the episode.
Lulu ran away with it in the Decibel Geek group, but only a 2-vote win in the Cobras and Fire group. So that just shows you which group likes Poison more. But on Twitter, Poison won by 8 votes, which kind of narrowed it, but not enough. Lulu advances, like I said, with 53% of the vote.
Now.
And I had Lulu there. What did you have?
I actually had Native Tongue, thinking that people would think that would be more fun to talk about than Lulu.
And if I'm correct, that's your first one wrong then?
That's correct, okay. Yes.
Going into the Camaro region, then the last of the 2-7s, we had Aerosmith, Music from Another Dimension at number 2, and Wasp, Kill, Fuck, Die at number 7. Aerosmith just destroyed Wasp on this one, 70% of the vote. I actually like the idea of talking about wasps, so I'm kind of sad that one's out of here.
Sure.
Across the board, about the same margin in all three polls, so nothing too spectacular there. Aerosmith advances to round two. I had Aerosmith. Who did you have?
I put down Aerosmith just because we don't have cooler meat in the budget this year.
We could have done a crowdfunder for that.
Oh, that's all right. We made it there. Okay. That's all right, very innovative.
We're halfway through round one. Let's go back, and now we'll look at the 3-6 matchups. Now we should see things tighten up a little bit. So we'll see if that's the case, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we've already had a couple close calls, but that, such as it is with March Madness. Anyway, so the first 3-6 we got here in the Sinzak region is Alice Cooper's Pretties for You, the oldest album on this list. Up against Bon Jovi's This House Is Not For Sale. And you know what? That might be the newest one. I don't know. Maybe Wilson's newer than that. Whatever. But This House Is Not For Sale at number 6, like I said. So the voters had a Bon Jovi running away with this with 81%. So the 6th seed takes down the 3rd seed, which the largest margin of victory that in the entire bracket. 81%, and across the board, it was not close in any group. So, it was a lot of hate for that. I've never heard that Bon Jovi record.
Nor have I, but I already hate it. What did you pick for that one?
I had Jovi, yeah.
I had Jovi.
So we both picked the upset. It seemed like that one might have been a bad seeding. All right. Well, going on to the LC region then, we got Faster Pussycat at number 3, Between the Valley. Say that I couldn't fit it all in here, and I can never remember.
That's fine.
What's the name?
It's called Between the Valley of Nobody Gives a Shit. It's Between the Valley of
the Pussy
the Ultra
something?
Pussy. Ultra Pussy.
Okay.
Ultra Pussy. It's a mouthful.
It's a lot.
Hey now.
Going up against Limp Bizkit's Results May Vary at number 6. Now,
two gems.
Limp Bizkit pulled this one out. This is another 6 seed upsetting to the number 3 with 65% of the vote.
Say that Toomey did open up several accounts that week.
I did have Limp Bizkit advancing here as well. Did you?
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad. After I made that pick of the Ultra Pussy, I was very angry at myself for it even being in the race as a possible conversation piece. So, yes.
All right. Moving on to the Baco region, we have Motley Crue Generation Swine as a 3rd seed going up against a surprisingly beloved Pretty Boy Floyd record, Leather Boys with Electric Toys. Motley Crue had a pretty easy time with this one, 65%. It was not close in any of the groups, so just across the board. I had Motley Crue advancing here. Did you?
Yeah, the math checks out. Swine.
Right on. All right. Going into the last of the 3-6s, then we have in the Camaro region, Warrant 96 going up to against our Belly to Belly Volume 1. Right?
That's right. Volume 1.
Going up against the Ramones with their record Animal Boy. I don't go deep on the Ramones, and I've heard this Warrant record, but not in a long time.
Sure.
Warrant had a pretty easy time here as well, 74%, and again, not close in any of the in any of the polls. So, what did you have?
Oh, come on, Janie Lane, all the way, baby, 96, going. Yeah.
I would have if I would have picked one that was going to walk away like with the biggest margin, it would have been this.
Yeah,
a little surprised at how much Bon Jovi beat Alice Cooper, because that Alice Cooper record is fucking garbage. But I'm not surprised Jovi won. Anyway, well, let's get to the last of them then, and then we'll get into the Sweet 16 matchups here. So up next is the 4-5 seeds, which is supposed to be the tightest. In the Sinzak region, we have Cheap Trick the Doctor going up against Kiss with Psycho Circus. Let's see here. Am I on the right page? Oh, there we go. Yeah. Kind of a tight battle here. 51% of the vote went to the winner, and that was Psycho Circus. Now, the Doctor actually won in the Cobras and Fire group by 2 votes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
But in the Decibel Geek group, Psycho Circus won by 7 votes. And in Twitter, a dead heat. It was even across
the
board. Yeah, 50% of the vote went to each.
Is that the only dead heat?
Yeah, as far as one of the polls will line up exactly. So
Wow.
It was really the difference between our two groups that that made that. And so, yeah, Psycho Circus pulls out, gets that Sinzak hate moving forward into the second round.
Did you have Psycho Circus down or Doctor?
I had Psycho Circus advancing there as well.
I did, too, just for the simple fact that does anybody really want to talk about Cheap Trick except for Cheap Talk?
Yeah, and some people were really upset that Cheap Trick was even on this list. Some of those diehard Cheap Trick fans just can't take anything.
How can you put their worst album on this list?
they don't even belong in the same conversation with Kiss. It's like, this is about bad albums, not the
yes,
bands.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so,
yeah.
Okay. Even Cheap Trick can do a bad record.
And they have.
Yeah. Up next, in the 4-5 region, we have... Methods of Mayhem. Oh, I'm sorry. 4-5 in the LC region. At number 4, you have the Methods of Mayhem self-titled record, and going up against Tommy's current bandmate Vince Neil with his second solo, I believe, Carved in Stone.
Genius matchup.
Methods of Mayhem had an easy time with this one. Tommy slapped Vince in the forehead with his dick for. just for a few rounds and left in black and blue, walking away with 74% of the votes to an easy victory, pretty much across the board in all three brackets, too.
Yeah, no. Can't wait. Methods of Mayhem. A lot of promise there.
Yeah, that could be a fun one, too. I don't have any problems with that one, making it all the way. I had Methods of Mayhem. What about you?
Oh, come on. Yes. 100%.
And in the Baco region, at number 4, I had Black Sabbath Forbidden going up against number 5, Seed Wilson, with their last record, Tasty Nasty. This was a bit of a shocker. Walking away with a 67% win was Wilson, Tasty Nasty.
Love it.
It won easily in both of our groups and had a four-vote win on Twitter. Again, one of the lower voted on polls overall, but still, you know, clocked in over 120, it looks like, 125-ish so total votes. So that's still pretty good. 67% of it, though. I didn't think enough people fucking knew Wilson. Like, it's like, I've never heard of this, so I'll vote for Black Sabbath. But maybe that's how they won.
That maybe, just maybe, between our podcast and whoever else has mentioned it, that somebody did... that it sounds like somebody actually has checked out the first two Wilson albums, and that this one was proof yeah. of how bad that album was.
Yeah, that's a good point, because I think if you only listen to this record and you don't have any reference to what they did prior, it may not sound like, well, this is not my cup of tea, but this isn't horrible. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, this proves that people do listen to things released past 1999. Yes?
Fair enough. Yes.
All right. Continue, please.
All right. And in the last matchup of 4-5s in the Camaro region, we had Judas Priest Turbo going up against Kiss Unmasked. This is the one
that's another good one.
Yeah, this was a good matchup and it was fun, but it had way too many people going, I love both records. I can't pick one.
Who cares?
Fucking pick one. Which one do you like less than the other one? Have some fun with this. Quit being such a killjoy.
I don't care.
All right.
If you had Led Zeppelin 4 versus House of the Holy, you still got to pick one. I don't care if you
love
both.
House of the Holy.
There you go. Me too. All day.
All right. Let's. We'll set up the matchups. They'll go up later tonight, and then we'll get into some of the comments and check out of here. So in the Sinzak region, we have the number one seed Peter Criss, One for All, going up against Bon Jovi. This House is Not for Sale. And then at his number 5 seed, Kiss Psycho Circus goes up against the number 2 seed, Ted Nugent, Shut Up and Jam. So that should be a little bit of fun. In the LC region, Megadeth, your number 1 seed, Risk, is going up against the number 6 seed, Limp Bizkit. Results may vary. And then the number 2 seed, Lynch Mob, Smoke This, goes up against Methods of Mayhem's debut. In the Baco region, we have the 8 seed upset Gorky Park going up against the number 3 seed Motley Crue, Generation Swine, and the number 2 seed Lulu going up against the number 5 seed Wilson with their record Tasty Nasty. And then finally, in the Camaro region, we have number 1 seed Guns N' Roses Chinese Democracy going up against Warrant 96 Belly to Belly Volume 1, and the number 2 seed Aerosmith, Music from Another Dimension, going up against Judas Priest Turbo. So there are your matchups. Voting starts tonight. Please, yeah, everybody, thank you for voting. And continue to do so and help us get through this, man. Let's see if we can't get a few more votes this time. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. And again, you can vote in all three of these. Why don't you list off the two groups along with Twitter again, please?
Yeah. You can go to. See, our Twitter page is at, our Twitter handle is at Cobras Fire. You can find us there. But yeah, the polls there, you just bam, 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 hit them. Share them too if you can. That's the one place you can share them. But then you can go to the Decibel Geek group. What's it called? Decibel Geek Community. Decibel Greek Community. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Decibel Geek Community, and just ask for an invite, I guess. Right.
Yeah, if you're not already a member, it should be easy to get. And same with ours. We've had a couple invite requests, so hopefully that's related to this. But yeah, our group is called Cobras on Fire, and the polls are there. They're 24-hour polls, so. Just jump in, make your vote, and leave some comments, whatever. And speaking of comments, should I get into some?
Yeah, and just also for those two groups, just even if you go to our page, either Decibel Geek's page or Decibel or Cobras and Fire's page, and just you'll find the group on there, a link to get an invite to the group. You can find it that way, too, if you're new to the show. But please proceed with these comments.
We'll start with some comments about the Turbo versus Kiss Unmasked matchup here.
Sure.
This is from, I believe, the Decibel Geek group, but Dave Koska. These two albums are both great, especially Turbo. Far and away, easily the best thing Priest ever did. Well, Dave, I hope that means you voted for Kiss Unmasked. Grayson Gallegos, I think is how it's pronounced. Both are fantastic albums, though. Nate Atchison. Unmasked is the worst Kiss album ever, and I love Turbo. Again, I really hope that means that you know, I don't know. You didn't mention, but... And then Todd Kowalski, Unmasked is awesome, Turbo is okay, but still one of the most disappointing records in human history, coming after Defenders, so I vote Turbo. That's how you do it, people. He made his comment and said,
yes.
So I voted Turbo. So thank you, Todd. Yes. No, and actually, thank you everybody for commenting there. There's been some mentions of that the Elder wasn't on the list, and I would just like to say thank you for listening to the episode.
How come Van Halen 3 is not on here?
So if you decided to take this condensed episode to get caught up, yeah, anything we talked about in the past is ineligible. And no, I'm not going to list them all.
Nope.
Anyway, this is going to like the comments on Psycho Circus. Who is Psycho Circus up against? Cheap Trick the Doctor. Psycho Circus being one of the options invalidates the premise of this poll. The only truly bad Kiss albums are Sonic Boom and Monster. Thank you, Dave Koska. Thank you. A little love for Psycho Circus, anyway. Psycho Circus wasn't one of their... This is from Bill Marshall. Psycho Circus...
I like that one in particular. Hold on. I like that one in particular because there's some way of just knocking down the whole bracket. Like, everything crumbles on this. This silly contest between four men in their 40s yelling about 32 bad albums. Invalidated.
Well, he was only speaking of Kiss, so...
I'm sorry.
The other albums are still okay. But Psycho Circus, from Bill Marshall, Psycho Circus wasn't one of their better albums, but putting Cheap Trick, a pop band in my opinion, up against Kiss, Cheap Trick should be getting all the votes. And I would say, again, thank you for listening to the episode. And Mitt Watkins had probably my favorite comment, another dumb poll. The Doctor is a killer album.
You hear that, Sinzak?
Brian Harris has some love for your Methods of Mayhem. He said, Get Naked from Methods of Mayhem is freaking awesome. On that one,
it is.
On that one, Todd Kowalski clearly gets the bit because he says, how do I press two check marks at once? He wanted to vote for both Methods of Mayhem.
Yeah, you know, those are two winners.
And I'll get into a couple more here. I humbly request Extreme be removed from this album. That came from the My Rock and Roll Heaven on Twitter there. I did actually follow up with them, and I just said, I can't do that, but Extreme did not advance. The people have been heard. So
there you go.
Yeah, there you go. And there was some love for Pretty Boy Floyd. I'm just not aware that anybody ever liked that record. Tim Rawlings said, I actually like some songs on that Pretty Boy Floyd album. Also with a laughing emoji, though, so who knows if he's being serious.
Again, electric toys.
Warrant going up against the Ramones. Bill Marshall came back to comment, too bad we can't vote for both, but I can't stand anything by the Ramones, so they get my vote. Again, people, that's how you do it. Let us know who you did vote for. And Joey Haney. Yeah.
Don't let us hang.
Yeah, exactly. Always a stick in the mud. Joey Haney joins in to say, I voted for Pussycat because it's a betrayal to their fan base where Limp Bizkit has always sucked. So what fun is that? Anyway, that's enough of the comments. There were more, but we'll recap round two and we'll read more then. So yeah, now you have motivation. Step your game up. Let's get some cracking going, man. And yeah, it's okay to call us idiots. We're good.
We're used to that. That part's fine. But all I gotta say is and this is the right demographic, is just like Time Life books. You want to learn more, read the book, buy the book, whatever that commercial used to say back in the day, man.
Right.
Come on, get your facts right before questioning the process, bro.
Cheap Trick's a pop band. Why are they on this album?
So I think that's it, people. Let's wrap it up.
All right, keep voting. Thanks a lot. The interaction's been great. Let's do this. Remember, at the end of this month, the winning record will be discussed on this show, so you get to decide. So keep up the votes. Keep chiming in with comments and making us laugh. So thanks to everybody.
Of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Right now, you can get free carpet installation from The Home Depot. So while we're putting in your new carpet, you'll have more time to take care of the lawn, get started on dinner, or just lay down and relax on your new carpet after it's installed. Get your free carpet installation started with The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.